You're listening to SBS News.
There were 149 passengers and 8 crew on board. We are very, very saddened.
Heartbroken Ethiopian Airlines CEO Tewolde Gebremariam confirms the news families and friends feared. There were no survivors after a Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed 6 minutes after departing Addis Ababa on its way to Nairobi.
From the air traffic controller's record, the pilot mentioned that he had difficulty and he wants to return. So he was given clearance.
35 nationalities were among the victims. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has no information to suggest any Australians were on board the flight. But its embassy in Addis Ababa continues to make urgent inquiries of local authorities in Ethiopia. Ahmed Khalid was meant to be on board the fatal plane, but a delay in Dubai caused him to miss his flight.
Everyone was asking the cabin crews what is happening, but no one was saying anything. They were just going up and down until one of the passengers saw on his mobile the first plane which just flew. 6 minutes after flew, it just crashed.
It's not clear what caused the Ethiopian Airlines plane to go down in clear weather. But the accident was strikingly similar to a crash last year, where a Lion Air jet plunged into the Java Sea, killing 189 people. Both crashes involved the Boeing 737 MAX 8, and both happened minutes after the jets became airborne. Investigative journalist and former pilot Mikey Kay says he'd be interested to know what training the airline crew had received in relation to the updated guidance related to the 737 MAX 8 in the aftermath of the Lion Air crash.
Technically, we should be looking at around 30 days to have a look at a preliminary report that should be distributed. That will obviously rely heavily on the two black boxes, the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder. The flight data recorder in this case will be absolutely fundamental to understanding the flight profile characteristics of the 737 MAX 8 as it got airborne and it crashed 6 minutes after departure.
Virgin Australia has 30 Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes on order, expected to arrive later this year. A carrier spokesman told SBS News it was too early to comment on whether the Ethiopian crash would impact the order, but it's believed Fiji Airways and Silk Air use the aircraft, with routes which include Australia. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has offered his condolences to the families and friends of victims, vowing to make the cause of the accident public as soon as the investigation into the incident concludes.
There are various teams working on details of the accident, and new information will be made public. And for those Ethiopians and foreign nationals who lost their lives, may their souls rest in peace. The Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia offers condolences to the affected families, friends, and relatives.
A Boeing spokesman says a technical team will travel to the crash site to provide technical assistance. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.